Yeah, Logan, do you want to play a game like that, guys? What's the worst things we can say to get canceled?
Oh, God. Where's Fury? Fury's got to be in here for that.
Oh, he's still not in?
No, dude, word. Where's he at? Like, I'm going to
get off my dick, nigga.
Face that. Hit that funky intro, white boy.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
And death. Rated R.
Who do we got on the docket today? What's up?
Right.
Who are we with?
So we got 7-7 Fury, which I don't know if I got to say the 7-7.
7-7 Fury. Yeah, there's another 7, buddy.
3-7's my good sir. But you don't even got to add those.
All right, bet. So we got Heretic, returning guest, you know, resident of the podcast, you know, big
douchebag.
Yeah, big OD guy.
Jesus.
Big OD, goddamn.
Wow.
That's hard.
Wow, Jesus.
If you have an OD at least twice, you're not living.
Then we got my twin, Michael, except his shit's spelled different.
Oh, yeah, you called him Mikael a couple episodes ago, right?
Yeah,
I did, but like, nah, I feel like that's how we should pronounce your name, but give it a little flavor.
Please.
That was musty.
Hey, do you guys want me to just start off by talking about how I spent like over $100 on scratch-off tickets this week, and it's not even fucking Wednesday yet?
You just keep spiraling out of control. What's up, bud?
That's disgusting. I never bought a scratch ticket in my life.
Yeah, dude, you don't want to do this. So, boom, me and Naomi just been fucking doing nothing for, like, the past fucking 4 days, and I've been just staying at her house.
Is that your girl?
Yeah, it's a little something.
You said you were in love with her last week.
I did say that last week.
But you won't call her your girlfriend?
No, I don't know. I don't think she'll be happy if I said that, but it's okay. I don't even care.
Tell me if you ate her ass.
I have. All right, so, boom, motherfuckers bought $100 in scratch-off tickets. You know, I'm, like, thinking, I got to win it off, like, at least one of them. Bro, the most I won was probably like $5, but yo, this is where they got me though. I won like 30 on a $10 one, and then I went back to because I was on some crackhead shit. Like I was scratching the shits, and she lived like down the street from a gas station, so I was just literally scratching the shits and then walking to the gas station and then fucking cashing them. So boom,
and just going back and forth,
literally
junky shit.
Yeah, nah, for real.
Great.
Yeah, so boom, fucking spending all this bread on this shit. Yo, I had a $30 one. I fucking won like $40 on it, bro. I swear to God, I go in there, I scratch the shit off, and I scan it, and the shit's not scanning. I scratched the fucking lit.
Should have started bucking off.
Bro, I bugged the fuck out and started like yelling and shit, and yeah, they wouldn't give me the money.
Yo, you are dirty.
yo. Gas station. Over $40.
Jesus. You're a fucking asshole, bro.
$100
on scratches, bro. Oh my God.
Face that, you got a problem, bro.
Yeah, I was literally buying $2 ones.
Yo, you're so gross. I knew it.
You bought $52 ones?
Probably. Yo, no, but we decided that we're going to make like a fucking like cool little art project out of all the losers and like just make like a collage of shit.
There you go. I guess that's cool, but goddamn, you have a problem.
Yo, they're trying to justify spending $100 on scratch tickets.
Oh, absolutely.
All fucked up. All fans will not like. Yo, we could make.
No, but yo, that's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing. That's seriously what the fuck happened. Yo, that's seriously the conversation. That's where the shit goes.
We can make it right back.
Yo, and then the worst part is yesterday I negative my account.
On scratch tickets? Oh,
on the scratch off tickets.
Perfect.
Do not go to Vegas.
Yeah, no.
Oh, God, don't go to Vegas.
Yeah, just stay in Rochester, dude.
I'll come see you, bro.
Yeah, y'all don't want me in Vegas, trust me.
I know.
Please stay away.
I told this man about the fucking Taco Bell that serves booze, and he's never been the same since.
Wait, whoa. So I heard about that. I heard about that on the other fucking episode. So you're telling me there's Taco Bell clubs?
It's one. There's just one.
Oh, there's just one? That's a little
nigga,
bit more.
Where?
I still on don't the strip. Believe you. I still don't believe you, but that's a little bit more believable.
It's on the strip, Fury. It's, so what's next to there? There's a McDonald's, and I think across the street's like the Cosmo or some shit.
I want a McDonald's club.
He wants to get down with Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, I'll let a clown suck me, dude. Whatever.
Hey, that's a freaky situation right there.
Clowns don't have a gender.
Oh, no.
Hey, I got a question for Fury.
What's the deal?
Who's your favorite white person in Ends?
I don't like white people. So I try to treat them all equally.
Yo, this Taco Bell club is suave as fuck.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah, yo, I thought it was going to look like a 90s fucking...
There's no way. No. I don't believe you.
This is mad fucking fancy. Taco Bell Cantina.
They just opened one in Sacramento, bro.
I thought you said there's only one, you fucking lying cuck.
You said it like Vegas was the destination with multiple Taco Bell clubs. My bad. I meant there's one in Vegas.
Wait, I thought there was only one you said. Yeah, what the fuck? Does this even exist?
You can't trust...
He's a liar.
He's such a bitch.
What would an End cipher be like? Would that just be like motherfuckers just yelling into a microphone?
It would just be a Suicide Boys song.
Oh, bro. Don't disrespect us like that. I am a rapper.
End's more raps. CCZM is the whole fucking screaming shit.
Are they separate entities?
For sure.
Logan, you should try and join. FaceTat, what other weird things have you been getting into? I'm kind of interested now. You went from telling stories about tree branches falling to this.
So besides the fact that I negative my account yesterday, I'm back up though. My shit not negative no more.
Nice, dude. Dude's on the come up.
Well, I'm trying to think like what I've spent like all my time doing, but like really
scratching tickets
and having a whole lot of like really sloppy sex, I guess. And like,
you choke her?
Did she eat your ass?
Yeah.
You choke her and plug her nose?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say plug her nose. But
have you killed her yet?
Yeah, she's dead. What else? I mean, yo, there really hasn't been like much of any like crazy nonsense going on other than the fact that we almost lost our cat.
That'd have been a blessing. Cats suck.
Wait, how old is the cat? How long has it been an affiliate?
I think the cat like 3 or 4.
Oh, so it she wouldn't be that hurt over it, right?
No, because I don't know how to like, I don't know how to put this without sounding like, without like throwing her under the bus for like the weird shit that was going on. But like, yo, it was like me, Nima and her were all chilling. Like, I don't know what the fuck was going on. Like, we were just kicking shit, watching TV. And all of a sudden, we just start hearing, like, somebody getting their shit ran through. Like, her shit, like, somebody was getting fucked upstairs.
Fuck.
And then she put 2 and 2 together that her brother was home. I don't know if we can even hear this shit. Yo, her brother was going in there. She starts spazzing on this bitch. Like, yo, I got motherfucking people here, da-da-da-da-da. Like, all this crazy-ass shit starts bugging out. And then she realizes that the cat's missing. And then that's when all hell broke loose.
Hey, yo, weird sidebar. You know that thing you just did when you said... They're all like, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Like, you know how people do that when they're telling stories? They'll be like, yeah, I was like this, that, and the other, and da-da-da-da-da. Did you know that's from a fucking, like, TV show? It's from Seinfeld. I'd be saying that shit, like, all the time. And then, like, it wasn't like my parents, but, like, some old head was like, you know this from Seinfeld, right? And then they proceeded to tell me all the, like, cultural and, like, language things that have come from this show. And I was like, oh.
Seinfeld is the least funny show.
Seinfeld sucks.
Seinfeld's for white people. That's why it's not. It's just stale.
It's for white people.
We like fucking whack shit.
It's stale. It's stale because it's for boomers. Let's be honest.
I don't know. I think it's mad funny. I'm not gonna
watch a lot of white people shit.
You just might be a boomer, bro.
Yes. You heard it here first. Internet Boomers podcast coming soon. Speaking of boomers, yo, I fucking hate old people. It's like it's been a real issue lately. I fucking hate them.
They suck.
Bro, I felt that.
What's the worst thing you guys would do to an old person? Fury, I want you to go first.
I mean, like...
A white old woman called you, like, a bitch or something, or pushed you. What's the worst thing? Would you, like... I would stab an old person if I had to.
Fucking Christ.
Probably accidentally leave a bitch in the middle of the road.
FaceTat, you got anything?
Yeah, I honestly would go, like, this weird, like, external route, and I'd probably, like, befriend the old person, and then, like, get them to, like, trust me, and then get life insurance in their name, and then off them.
Nice! Nice!
Oh my god, I was gonna call you soft, and then you got fucking diabolical.
Yo, facts, nigga.
Wait, I got you.
That bitch gonna accidentally fall down the stairs.
So y'all remember fucking Brock Lesnar throwing that fucking
Hell like, yeah, that one-legged freak.
Yeah, throwing him down the stairs and shit. Yeah, I'd do that to an old person.
Y'all are crazy.
Can either Heretic or Logan one-up fucking face tats? Because that's
I don't think deep. I could one-up it, because he really's been thinking about that. I was just saying, I'd like stiff-arm him, like, by the face.
I don't have the patience to befriend an old person like that.
Yeah, no, I can't even do, like... I try so hard to be friendly, and there's some cool old people that I'm like, okay, dude, you know what's up, but like
maybe swap out their pills.
The process probably won't take any longer than like 3 months to bitch all, bro. Like,
well, how old are we talking?
I mean, nigga, I'm talking no gums, nigga. I mean, no teeth, nigga. No getting gums. Up. Nigga, no gums. Ain't got no gums. Nigga.
No gums, no teeth, just mouth
bone.
Just mouth, bone. Nigga. That bitch already rotten, bro. Like, it's over.
Honestly, nah, I would be... See, this is where, like, I gotta befriend him. Because if you think about it, yo, think about all the pills that might be in her medicine cabinet.
I'd probably just run over their grandchildren.
Oh, no.
This conversation.
What the fuck? Yeah. You guys really, really put some thought into that.
Really fuck with their head.
Can I be a step-grandfather?
Mm.
Step up to the plate, Heretic. What you doing?
Yeah, come on, bud.
Okay, this is what you do. You do like old Yeller or like taking your kids to the dentist thing, right? And you get, you pick
Wait,
up.
What do you mean
you
old
up...
Yeller? You just shoot him in the back of the head?
You gonna bring him to the fucking backyard and blow his brains out?
No. You load him up in the car. You load him up in the car and you're like, hey, we're gonna go to fucking Cracker Barrel, whatever the fuck old people like. I've never even been to a fucking Cracker Barrel, but anyways, let's go, Grandpa, we're gonna go to Cracker Barrel, and they're like, oh boy, and then they'll hop up in the car, and then we'll be driving, and they're like, this isn't the Cracker Barrel, and then I'll go full speed into a lake, and I'll just hop out of the car at the last second and lock the doors on my way out, like hit the lock button.
God, oh my God, you're gonna drown an old person.
Hey, this nigga James Bond going crazy.
How are you jumping out of the car while locking it without fucking yourself up?
So my door would be open, then I would hit the lock button, then I would jump out.
They're inside the car, they can just unlock it.
They're old, they move way too slow for that. Hopefully by the time that happens, they'll finally realize what's happening, like when it's too late.
What if you just stuff them in the trunk?
No. They gotta like.
No, that's too obvious that you're gonna try to fuck them up.
Yeah, they're like, why am I going in the trunk? And you're like, we're going to Cracker Barrel. They're gonna be like, wait a minute.
We're going to Cracker Barrel, pops. Get in the fucking trunk.
Why do you have a gun? Just get in the trunk.
Yeah, I would just full speed into a fucking lake.
I feel like you're going to do more damage to yourself than anybody else by fucking jumping out of a
car. Yeah,
vehicle.
And you're also destroying your car.
You're
huh?
jumping out of a fucking...
No. It would be their car.
You're still jumping out of a car full speed.
Yeah, but I'd be good.
I feel like you're the one dying.
No, I wouldn't die. I wouldn't do it in like where there's like a concrete path going up to like... No, I'd be like out of state, like in like some woodsy area where there's like nice soft grass right next to it, so I don't fuck myself up too bad.
All right, you going like at least 100, that grass is gonna fuck you
nah,
up.
No, you don't gotta go 100. You don't gotta go 100 for it to drift into a river. I'd be going at least like...
You said half. Full speed. Now 40, I know you 50. A liar. This is how I know you a liar. You bad.
40, 50 at least.
I know you a liar.
And then I would, as soon as I get done, so I'd land, fuck myself a bit, and then I'd walk back.
You
I'd
definitely breaking hella bones.
I'd walk back to the car that I had planted nearby and just drive away and then go have like a grand slam over at Denny's because, you know, old people get up early, so.
Your story sucks. I hate it.
Logan, you're the only one.
Yeah, it's better than Mr. No Story over here, so fuck you.
I would say, oh, I'll help you cross the street and then not help him cross the street.
And not help him, just leave him on the corner.
Heretic, your story sucks.
It was better than Logan's.
He just leave him there, all excited and wanting on the corner.
It just fucks that old person up for the rest of their lives. Why didn't he help me?
They're gonna go home and die that night. Like, the heartbreak would be too much.
Me and Fury met because of this group called No Doms / Ends. Like,
No Dongs?
No Doms. Like, no democracy.
Oh, I heard Dong.
No dongs.
Niggas ain't like, got no dongs, man.
Me and my girlfriend, she was going to Texas A&M. She just graduated like a few months ago, but we were living in College Station, and I had my boy RJ and Zepeda and Fury. They all flew out and like stayed there for a week, and we just made hella music. That was the first time I met Fury. And nah, we knew each other maybe like 6 months, 8 months before that. I met him through Nodom slash Kuma slash Ends.
It's a lot of slashes.
Is it like...
Like also, and...
Yeah, as
oh,
well.
Oh, I thought you meant like y'all are kind of like all the same entity or some shit, but just
names. In some ways, we're all very connected, but yeah, this is all like separate shit he's speaking on.
Me and Fury are like in Nodoms as well as Ends together, and then Fury's in CS, which is Community Centers as well.
And I am in CCZM.
Nobody cares about you, Heretic.
I know.
What does CZZM stand for again?
Corpse Click Zealots Mob.
Cuck Click Zealots Mob.
Cucking, nice. Like the sound of that.
No dongs and Cuck Click. All right.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, wait. So hold up. I just thought of something too from an old episode. This solidifies the fact that Heretic's a fucking liar. Dirty fucking cuck of a liar.
Oh my god, Heretic's a cuck?
D's Nuts dude is not fucking dead.
Who? Okay, I didn't say that. Let it go on record. That face had definitely said that.
And yo, that motherfucker is dead.
Who's dead? Who's
he's
dead?
Not. Look it up, bro.
Who's dead?
The D's Nuts guy.
D's Nuts. Fucking what's his name? Is his name Beetlejuice or something?
No, no, that's someone else. That is someone else.
That's a whole other guy.
The D's Nuts guy, yeah. I said something about meeting the D's Nuts guy, and then FaceTat's like, yo, you know he's dead? That was the first episode I was on.
Intern, can you Google something for me?
You have an intern?
Yeah. Thank you.
Who the fuck? Who is it, actually?
Don't worry about it.
Nah, dog, who's your intern? Is it a roommate, a family member? Is it just Shorty?
Nah, don't worry about it.
Mind your business, nigga.
Yeah, dog. I'm taking one out of Logan's book, yo. Don't worry about it.
This motherfucker. Oh, this motherfucker.
Bro, it says right here. No, he's not dead. The Great is not dead.
He's not dead.
Social media hoax. Heretic, you're a fucking dirty liar.
I am not
a liar. I'm the liar. I'm the liar. I'm the liar. I'm the liar.
Makes me wonder if you even are a fan of Godzilla.
He's always all talking about Godzilla.
Yeah, so what about Godzilla?
Speaking of things, speaking of shit I always talk about. Hold on. Internet Phantoms podcast exclusive. I was driving home from the mall, and I sent it to Logan. I can send it in the chat, but I don't really feel like it. But there's a missing cat. I'm going to read the description, right? There's a missing cat in my neighborhood. Missing. Very loved, very large black and white cat. Missing from Alpine Way in Johnston since Saturday, August 1st. Please call 401-74. No, I'm not going to out them like that. Yeah, well, his name is Juggalo. The cat's name, missing. It. This sign just says missing Juggalo.
Missing Juggalo.
Hey, yo, ICP, get your mans.
Better call the ninjas, bro. We got a Juggalo missing.
I have been seeing so much Juggalo shit this past fucking week, and I'm going to fucking kill myself.
They've been missing that cat for a month and a half. That cat is dead.
It's either dead or partying with other Juggalos. It could just be turned off the Faygo.
He's on the corner sipping Faygo, dog.
You ever been turned off Faygo? That shit is crazy.
But like, yo, I was at work the other day, and this fucking Burger King employee, this like junkie, walks in, like fresh out of his shift to buy like a tall natty and like a couple nips.
I like the sound of that.
And he's got like a little Burger King jacket on, and underneath he has a T-shirt with a Hatchet Man, but it's a it's Baby Groot. It's Baby Groot hugging a Hatchet Man.
Oh, that's hard.
Where do people find these shirts?
Well, I asked him. So
he found Facebook, didn't he?
Yeah. Yo.
He's like, I bought one.
Yo, yeah. He's cashing out, and his card debt gets declined for like $4. Poor guy.
It was me.
And so he leaves. He says he goes to talk to the bank. He comes back and he's like, oh, they said it was the issue of not pressing a button. I'm like, all right, whatever, buddy. You fucking idiot.
Sure, that's happened to me 100 times.
Yeah, that makes sense. It just, they didn't press a button. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know, banks.
It happens, dude. It happens
so
to everybody.
When he came back in, I was like, this is a sign. I need to ask him where he bought this and I need to talk about him on the podcast. So I'm just like, I got to ask you, bud, like, where do you get a shirt like that? Like, is that Baby Groot hugging a hatchet man? And he's like, yeah. And he just goes, Facebook Market. And I'm like,
Oh, Facebook Market. I thought he got it from like a Facebook ad. It's like those t-shirts you see. It's like, yes, I'm a forklift driver and I'm born in September. Yeah, people are scared of me. Just deal with it, snowflake.
That's very specific.
Oh, no.
Have you seen those? There's whole memes dedicated to that shit. Yeah, I've seen them.
I'd shoot myself in the face before I wore one of those shirts.
I want one.
I like those t-shirts with the fish on it that say straight zooted. Have y'all seen?
No. Hell no. I want one of those too.
Hell no.
This shit's just so funny.
It's like 2013.
Straight zooted. Yeah. I want one
mad
so
ugly
bad.
Fish.
You make a t-shirt with that cardinal smoking a fucking roach with straight zooted on it.
That's my favorite video in the whole world. Y'all guys, y'all remember that?
Hilarious. That was your fucking gamer pick for a while, dude.
The cardinal, they give him a roach.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
And he is fucking zoinked.
I actually know what you're talking about.
Hey, have y'all seen the video of the kid who Wu-Tangs the blunt out in front of 7-Eleven? They're like, hey, do you guys know where 7-Eleven is?
Oh, he just swallowed the roach, motherfucker.
That literally, I feel like that's face tat.
I did that once, and it tastes like pure shit.
Yeah.
I was off the twisted tees.
I have Wu-Tanged a blunt like once, and it was horrible.
Jeez.
It's not fun or good. It's not dope.
Well, you know, it's fucked up. I just did it. I didn't prepare anything. I just fucking went for it. And my mouth and my
mouth. I take it back. You're not a bitch anymore.
My mouth and throat were like so dry that like it just sat in the back of my throat, fucking burning, bro. And I was just like, oh shit.
Now, Internet Phantoms podcast exclusive. Fury segment.
Oh, yo, you don't even want that.
Intern, roll the intro.
Hey, what's crack? Yo, what's good? Yo, what's good? It's free, baby. Calm sense of the world, blow, and all that good shit.
We're diving deep. Internet Phantoms podcast exclusive. Fury, what up? Tell me about yourself. What's your social security number?
Jesus, he's really out here.
So what are some influences on some real? What's like some, what are some of your influences? What did you used to listen to as a kid?
A lot of shit I shouldn't have. Probably like the Doggy Style album by Snoop. So I was hearing a lot of skits from DJ Easy Dick.
Easy Dick?
A lot of 50 Cent.
A lot of 50 Cent, yeah.
A shit ton of 50.
A lot of 50 Cent. That's probably why I want to punch babies so often. But my favorite 50 song would probably be I'm Supposed to Die Tonight. That shit is crazy.
That shit's crazy. That shit go in.
Window Shopper.
Logan, did you say Window Shopping?
Is that the song name?
God damn it.
Window Shopper? Isn't that it?
Yes, sir.
Get out this fucking segment, Logan. Who's your favorite white person?
My favorite white person?
Mm-hmm.
That nigga dead. That'd have to be Mac Miller.
Nice. And what about your least favorite?
Me.
My least favorite has to be Michael.
Told you.
Internet Phantoms podcast. You heard it here first. Face Tat, where you at?
I'm right here.
What up? Spit something. What do you got for us?
Spit that shit.
Bars, nigga. I need 16 of them.
Yeah, freestyle face tat.
The
Canadian fans want it.
Oh, yeah, the Canucks. Shouts out the Canadians, bro.
I don't got no bars right now. I wish I had some bars. Fury, you got some bars for me?
Hell no, I don't rap for white people.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ.
That means heretic. Sing for us. You've been into that lately, right?
Singing. I'm not going to front with you. I did that one song, and then I thought I was, like, all that, and then I have this one beat produced by my homie Brian, and...
Shout out Brian. He's the 16-year-old, right?
Yeah, he's the fucking that kid underage. Sucks. Nope.
Wait, dude. Is that the kid that his dad always keeps telling him to take out the trash?
Yeah.
Trash night, boys.
This is the trash can. Please empty me. And I'm like, oh my fucking, this poor bastard.
No bullshit. I probably wouldn't go and like and go put that on the internet if I was getting bitched at about taking the trash. I ain't gonna hold you. I mean, I don't know. I just don't want the world knowing I ain't taking the trash.
I would just to flaunt. I think he's just flaunting the fact that he has a dad, and it's really pissing me off.
Oh God.
Hey, nigga.
That bastard.
I know that.
Must be fucking that nice.
Fucking bass. I'll unfollow him right now. Do you ever sing about Fortnite?
Oh no.
Fortnite. I think. Yeah. Now, well, it was while I was playing it, and you know, like when you're gaming, you kind of say and sing and like do dumb shit.
My boy was memeing, but
I think it was something like that. Like I was getting my ass whooped, and I was just sitting there like, I'm gonna mollywop this little bitch in the face with my sniper rifle or some gay ass shit like that. And then I actually ended up getting stomped out that entire match. So
shout out Swamp Boys. My boy made an entire Fortnite mixtape.
No bullshit.
I'll link it right now.
He better have a track on there called Slurp Juice or I don't want it.
Oh, the album's called Slurp Season.
Slurp Juice.
No way.
I need some Slurp Juice, nigga. Fuck you.
It's called Slurp Season.
Yeah, it's Slurp Season. Yep. It's what is it? Sparky Bob and Renja Gas.
What? Sparky Bob. Okay, would you listen to an album by a man named Sparky Bob? A Fortnite album called Slurp Season? She said no, like twice.
Yeah, we could hear
immediately without any hesitation.
Come on,
she sounded no. So unamused.
She was.
What if? All right. Well, but ask her. Would you listen to Swamp Boys?
Would you listen to Swamp Boys?
You're gonna tell me you wouldn't bump a song called Cigarettes and Beer?
Hell no.
What about Mommy Season?
No, none of that.
Turn that shit off.
What do they call that shit? Minecraft core or whatever?
Jesus, it has a name.
There's like a subgenre of like crazy ass distorted, like.
And nah, that shit hyper pop. Call that shit hyper pop.
Oh, face tat. Here comes face tat, the hyper pop enthusiast.
No, it's like super distorted, like heavy ass music that like. Is reminiscent of like X's old shit, and it's like called like.
I'll make Roblox core. I'll get off this and make a Roblox core song.
I'm so done with music. If that's a thing, I'm so done with music.
I'm looking it up.
Nah. Roblox core was like a joke, kind of. A bunch of like 12-year-olds. Like Kuru was on that. Yo, Kuru was onto that like heavy on. Like he like.
That's because he's autistic.
Oh, that's fucked up.
You're the one who
is
said
he
it.
Actually? He's autistic.
I didn't say that.
You told me you thought he was autistic. That's why I
no,
said
I didn't.
That. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. You're just making shit
oh,
up.
Oh, my God. No.
Damn, FaceTat's
no.
trying to save.
No, hell no. Nah. I'm not even trying to save shit. No, I'm not trying to save shit. You're just trying to put up a false narrative.
I'm literally not. False I'm literally
narrative.
Not.
False narratives. And you know what? When I'm in Vegas, I'm going to have... No. You're done too, Logan, because when I pull up to Vegas... Listen, I'm pulling up to Vegas, and me...
Crazy shit.
And me and Fury finna blick you.
Wowie.
Hey, yo, do not incriminate me.
He's trying to lie on my name. He's trying to incriminate Fury. He's threatening Logan. Is everything all right, FaceTat?
He needs more fucking scratches, bro.
Exactly.
He's itching, dude. The only thing he's scratching right now is his fucking neck.
No, I need a fucking cigarette.
Pull up, FaceTat. Watch what happens.
You guys really put in the chat Slurp Season, the mixtape by Swamp Boys.
I need the Slurp Season.
I'm sorry, but I'm not clicking that.
Yeah, dog, that first track, Slurp, 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 Slurp. That's it. Oh, wait, I just realized that's a Gizmo song.
Slurp?
Yeah, he has a song. You know what's funny? I was sitting in the shower after, like, a while ago on one of my original Twitter accounts, and, like, I replied to one of that dude's tweets because he said, like, I'm the first one to do this shit. Like,
oh, are you talking about Ben the Fisherman, that fucking clown?
Yeah, so.
That dude's so corny. That dude's so fucking corny.
He tweeted some shit under a video.
I'm the first to do it in my state. It's like, no, you're not.
Well, it wasn't even that. He was, like, just saying overall. And I was like, what did you. And I replied and I was like, what did you do? And what about this song made you do it first?
I had words with him once over Twitter because of that shit. He's so corny. He's from Rhode Island.
So then he fucking, him and his fucking girlfriend, like, are, like, tweeting at me being like, bro, it's not even that deep. Blah, blah, blah. And I was
it
just
is,
like,
though, because you're saying you're the only one to fucking do it when it's like,
well, it is
up,
that deep because you and your girlfriend are coming at me sideways because I just, like, was like, what? What about this is original?
If it wasn't that deep, they wouldn't have said anything.
Oh, God. So it was a good-ass song. It was like the Scream song. I was like, damn, bro, this shit's kind of tight. Who made this? It was that song fucking Slip by Gizmo. And I was like, damn, I guess Road does make bots.
That's subjective.
You right. 99% of these dudes in the fucking industry are corny as shit.
Yeah, this is a fuck Gizmo podcast.
Niggas definitely should have been stuffed in lockers, nigga.
Face tap. Yo, hey.
Yo.
Your voice just crack?
No.
Face tap. You crying, dude?
What's up, bud?
No, I'm just doing research on
this. He's crying!
No, I'm not.
Dude, we take it back. We take it back. You didn't call that autistic kid autistic, all right?
Why you guys are defensive?
Because I'm trying to figure out who this Gizmo dude is.
He's a clown.
Oh, you've never heard of him. That's hilarious.
He's a bozo.
Honestly, keep your ignorance. Keep it at where you don't know him. Promise it's better.
Don't even give him a play.
I don't want to give him a play, but I'm kind of upset that, like, he got one of these live performances on the Up Rocks and he don't even look that cool.
He don't even look that cool.
No, he looks like he buys 100 scratch tickets.
No, he doesn't. No.
God damn.
Notice
bro.
How it just goes full circle.
I don't know. I'm just, like, looking at it, and he just, like, really strung out, and I kind of feel bad.
I mean, nigga, that just mean the crystal selling, dog.
What do you say? He's from Rhode Island? He probably is.
Exactly. Oh, come on!
When you're a junkie from Rhode Island. Rhode Island's gross.
This is the K-Dill podcast.
Yeah, shout out Kevin Dillon. Happy birthday, actually, tomorrow! By the time this comes out, it'll have been next week.
Wait, you're telling me Kevin Dillon's born on the 24th?
What's tomorrow, 24?
Yeah.
Yep.
Dog, me and K-Dill have the same birthday.
No fucking way. Is tomorrow your birthday?
Yeah, dog.
Wait,
happy
you're a fucking
heretic!
Libra?
Yeah, I'm a Libra.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a Libra. No one cares if you're a Libra. I can promise you that.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck about that shit. Face Tat loves astrology ever since he got a girlfriend.
Bitches will do that to you. Shout out to my guys, community centers. Shout out to my mama. That's my favorite crib. And shout out to your bitch. If she listens to this, I'm trying to fuck her. Tell her to hit me up.
Not yo, Jess, if you're listening. No. Jess, if you're listening.
I mean, me and my bitch will fuck your bitch.
It's okay. My bitch don't even fuck with me, so.
That she is not your bitch.
Neither does mine.
Yo.
Michael, who you got?
Shout out Ends. Shout out CS. Shout out Cruel World.
Shout out Counter Strike.
You said you just shout out Counter Strike.
Face Tat, I hate you. I hate him so much.
CCZM and all affiliates. That's all one person.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump. Shouts out.
Yeah, you each get three fuck shout outs also.
Shouts out. Oh, okay, hold up then. Okay, so shouts out CCZM and affiliates. Shouts out Caustic and shouts out Internet Phantoms.
I just got three fuck heretics for you. That's it.
Damn.
Respect.
Fuck your mama if she raised a bitch. Fuck your dead dog.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, my dog's literally about to be put down too. Fuck off.
Fuck Jesus Christ.
I'm sad now. My dog has cancer and shit and it's gonna be put down. He said, fuck your dead dog.
Damn, dog.
That got me missing my dog. Damn. Internet Phantoms podcast exclusive.
You made John cry. He cries every podcast, not always about his dog.
If I was drinking liquor, I'd be crying. Crisis averted. Heretic, who you got? Who you fucking off?
Fuck Heretic. Fuck the free world. And fuck you.
Face Tat, you want some?
Okay, I'm not really mad at anybody. I just want to see walk with Fury when I go to Vegas.
Y'all going to the cantina?
Yeah.
I ain't never crip walk, but shit, nigga. We could get into a shootout or something.
Internet Phantoms podcast. I'm done. I'm smoked out. Guys, thank you for joining us. It's been CCZM, ABC. Who else?
It's the Ends podcast.
Ends.
Community center. Like
more no dongs. Community center.
No dongs.
The community center where niggas play basketball. Your local YMCA, nigga.
No democracy. No.
Internet Phantoms podcast. Podcast Phantoms, all platforms. Guys, thank you again for joining us. We'll be out here next Friday or Wednesday. We might change the schedule. Thank you, Canada. Shout out, India. Spain. Thank you, Spain. And shout out, Peru. Shout out, Tommy. Guys, thank you. Been real.
Echo 916, your lord, everything. I'm big OG, relapse on a trip. I don't fuck with you, and I don't like your bitch. Anytime I watch your music, dropping bodies in the pit. Echo 916, your lord, everything. I'm big OG, relapse on a trip. I don't fuck with you, and I don't like your bitch. Anytime I watch your music, dropping bodies in the pit. I don't like you, bitch. Anytime with 666, dropping bodies in the pit.